I'd say I get more hate comments in real life than on the internet.
A hate account. I wanted one so bad. I was like, I want to know what people want to say about me.
And you have all this money. For your own family benefit, find something better to do.
I do say, like, I a lot. I'm trying to work on that. But, like, I love myself.
Have you guys ever left a hate comment on someone else's post?
Yes.
Of course.
All right. Gianna, no, that's not how we're supposed to play this, guys. I'm going to ask a question. Have you ever left a hate comment on someone's post? The people who agree will step forward.
Yo, can I just point out the fit goes crazy, bro?
I know.
Like, hey, show him the sneaks, bro.
Rick kicks.
I like those. Rocking flakes. Those are
fun. Hey, what about my fit, Braden?
I like the slippers.
I think it beats mine.
I like the slippers.
They're happy. You know, Braden, it's better than the pillow in every other episode.
Wait,
no. The his
that's
Braden, pillow.
That's Braden's lap pillow now.
I'm going to air him out real quick. Cole had a... I just want to talk about this real quick. Cole had an experience last night. He went on a date.
Ooh, he went on a date.
Look at that smile. Look at that smile.
And I told him, I told him too. I was like, you know what? I said, take the car. I let him take the car.
Wait, you took the Benz.
Oh. You know, he pulled
Did
up
she
clean.
Like it?
Did she like the Benz?
She was like, hey, I like your car. He's like, thanks.
No, I mean, she didn't like say anything about it, but like I'm pretty sure she liked it.
I mean, there's no way she didn't.
No way.
Like, I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's a pretty nice car. If she was picky about it, I'd be like, get out.
This isn't a Maybach.
Imagine. She said she liked my
You know, imagine if Ninja had a low taper fade. Guys, I'm not even gonna lie, for the past like, I would say seriously, for the past 2 weeks, me and everybody that I've been around cannot stop saying. So whenever we say the word like in conversation, imagine or like,
you know, what's crazy?
Or like, you know what's crazy? We all talk like low taper fade. But like, Cole, the meme is still massive. But it's not as big as the Piper Do You Remember Our Song meme. That meme is still massive.
It's never going to die.
It's still massive. It'll never die. Ever.
Piper,
ever.
Do you remember our song?
Punch his wall.
I was still. Oh, damn.
Damn, you chipped the paint.
No. Yo,
oh,
Gab,
my God.
Wait. This brings,
coming out.
This brought I'll back repaint a core it. Memory. Remember when we were at that one shopping mall and that one girl comes up to you and she goes, do you remember our song? And then just stood there. And then
we all looked at each other like.
Yes. And we all just looked at each other like.
I think we talked about
it. Yeah, guys, by the way, if you.
She says it again, bro.
Yeah, I think we talked about this.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I don't think I did mention this, but if you see me in public, I'll never say no to a picture as long as you're respectful, because I don't see, like, why I can't, like, take a quick picture with someone. Bye-bye. You know what I'm saying? But, like, if you come up to me and you're just like, do you remember our song? And you stand there and say nothing.
Do we think
or
she's
soul...
trying to be mean?
And then no.
She said it again after. It was awkward, bro.
No, she, she said it again, and then she was like, do you remember our song? And I was like, do you know how to walk away? Like,
yes,
what are you
bro.
Doing? And it's like when people come up to me and they're just trying to troll me and be disrespectful and like not be nice to me or like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like just come up to me and talk to me out of like spite or like.
Wait, but on that topic, hate comments?
Let's talk about love it. A good hate
about
comment.
It. Speaking of hate comments, I'd say I get more hate comments in real life than on the internet. Like, I've got quite
crazy.
A lot of people that love me. But, like, people will literally, in person, be like, I guess it's not hate comments. I used to get it a lot worse. People would be like.
Yeah, I don't really be getting, like, a lot of hate comments. It's
I know who
like,
gets a lot of hate comments.
It's well,
raise your hand.
Nobody else?
Yeah.
Nobody else?
Well, no, I don't be getting a lot of hate comments, like, especially online. But, like, in person, like, my friends degrade me.
Really?
Well,
is that
that's
why you
character
degrade me?
Building.
Wait, is that why you degrade me?
Like a little bit. Like, because it's fun. Like,
it's fun to you. Me, I'm like, what the hell did I do, bro?
Well, it's deflecting because he's just so.
I guess. Like, damn.
Or like.
You just take it like such a good boy, Braden. Like,
but I've got a question. For me to, I've got a question, though. Have you guys ever left a hate comment on someone else's post?
Yes.
Of course.
All right. Gianna, no, that's not course. How we're supposed to play this, guys. I'm going to ask a question. Have you ever left a hate comment on someone's post? The people who agree will step forward.
No. Me personally, I have not. I just like.
I have only done it to like a handful of people, and it's usually the people that are hating on me. It's like, I like to comment back, imagine having time to do this.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
But you have the time to respond.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
I mean, me personally, I've never been able to, like, the thing about hate comments to me is, like, I don't think, when they asked me in the Jubilee episode, and one of the prompts was, have you ever left a hate comment or left a mean comment yourself? Mm-hmm. I was a bit hesitant to step forward because I was like, I don't think I have. Like, if you think about it, like, I've, like, talked a little smack to my friends and, like, this and that and, like, said some maybe constructive criticism. But, like, I've never gone online and made a hate comment on a post.
Yeah, I think it was diabolical.
I think that...
I'm just, like, I'm a good human.
No, when I was 12, I'd get in, like, arguments about, like, football teams and, like...
Yeah.
And, like, stupid stuff like that on, like, YouTube comments. But I never, like... I never, like, went on somebody's, like, social media page and been, like, you're blah, blah, blah. And
oh, yeah. No, I've never, like, went out of my way to say that about other people. But, like, if somebody's making a hate video about me, like... I'm going to go comment on it. I'll let it get pushed. My goal when I was little, oh my God, I was like 12 and my mom was like, what's one thing you want to aspire for? I was like, oh my.
Aspire for or like to be?
To get. I aspire to get one.
You aspire to get hate comments?
No. A hate.
So you're just like really built for this camp.
Huh? A hate account. I wanted one so bad. I was like, I want to know what people want to say about me. Okay, that's okay. So awful.
I got you.
Wait, a hate account? What's that?
Like, you know how you have a fan account? Like, the people that hate you make accounts and, like...
And, like, just hate
troll you.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So if you make one, it makes me happy.
Whole accounts dedicated to hating on
someone. Bro, yeah, you know what's crazy? Literally, I've had like, old managers do that.
That's so weird.
Thank you,
bro, like,
for your
the manager...
Concern.
You ever, like, this one manager that I used to have, bro, he bought a million followers and, like, he would create, like, hate accounts and, like... comment the most like obvious things and like use vocabulary and like verbiage that only this specific person would use, and it's like, bro, you're a 40-year-old man with two kids and a wife and you have all this money, please find, like, for your own family benefit, find something better to do. Yeah, it's crazy. It's genuinely crazy what, like, people who are not right up here or just, like, mean people in general will do, and, like, the length that they will go and extend their hand just to, like,
just
ruin,
to, like,
someone's
ruin
day.
Your life.
And,
like,
or at least try to. And
yes,
it's like,
bro.
Damn. And as I've grown up and, like, seen that more and more in the industry, all it really burns down to, and, like, I used to, like, my mom used to cope with, like, I used to, like, help me cope with it. Or, like, always prepare me for it in the way of, like, oh, they're just jealous. Like, I had one of those moms. Like, they're just jealous. They're jealous of you, which obviously helped me. But as I get older, I realize that, yes, internally, it's probably some sort of jealousy. But, like, really all it burns down to is, like, not even jealousy. It's just people upset with them lives. And they don't like to see anything else or anyone else doing something that they want to do or better than them in general. Like, that genuinely drives people crazy. Like, seeing...
People do
you
better.
Seeing people do better than them, it just it
without them,
it messes
without
with people's heads.
Like,
that's why success is literally the best revenge.
100%.
Or they'll hate you for like ever, or like you forever, and then all of a sudden you'll become successful and they hate you for no reason.
Brian's gonna hate me, but I'm gonna take the last bite of my grilled cheese. So you guys can keep talking about your hate comments, but I'm starving. Oh, I just want to
so
like
worse.
Scarf it down real quick, guys.
No,
you know
so
the vibes.
Worse.
What's the worst hate comment you guys have ever gotten?
Worst I've ever gotten? Oh, man, I can't even touch it. I've gotten some pretty bad ones.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you, Cole?
The worst hate comment I've ever gotten would probably be, like, when that thing with, like, girl talk happened. When
oh, God.
Freaking, I think, so what happened was...
Oh, yes.
I saw a clip of Lev in, like, a reaction video. Lev with, like, Sophie Fergie, I think it was. And I was like, oh, bro's clip farming. Like, as a joke, because we were, like, at that point in our personal lives, we were making a lot of jokes about clip farming and, like, streamers and stuff. And I saw that, and I was like, oh, he's just clip farming. Like, it's chill. They thought I was, like, saying, like, trying to diss them or something, saying, like, Lev's clout chasing off them or something, or, like, she's clout chasing off of Lev, which, like, that's not what I meant at all. I was just making, like, a silly, stupid joke. And for some reason, they took it to heart and felt the reason to, like, come attack me for, like, dedicate like a full 2 minutes on their
podcast. Bro, it's okay. They dedicated a whole like hour just to talk to
a
mannequin.
Yeah, bro, that was so weird. But
they dedicated like 20 minutes of it to talk about how I took a picture on an airplane. Mm-hmm. It is a public space.
And also when they're talking about me.
Did you take a picture?
Wait, did you take a picture? Wait, what happened? I heard about this.
That's kind of crazy, though.
Wait, did you snipe a picture?
Yeah.
That's kind of
no. Okay, backstory behind it.
You did.
That is so good.
Wait, Giada, before you speak, I'm gonna say this one's gonna be hard to defend.
No. Go ahead. I already made a video on it. People already know. Okay, bro, they already know.
I didn't see the video, so
the clippage is crazy.
So okay, basically what happened is one of the people we were around was like, oh my god, blah 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 is here, and your mom was like, we were just having a conversation about like old days, and I was like, no, she's not at the airport, no she's not, like what the. And so then I go on the airplane, she is sitting across from me. I was like, oh my god. So I took a picture. But the best part is what she didn't want to mention is she took a picture of my ass after and like sniped the back of me, and I was like,
wait, but if you were turned away, how do you know?
Bro, I looked back and saw the flash go off.
Oh, damn.
I was like,
I mean, there's no way. There's no way she was that bold to use flash, yeah, no, bro.
I don't think she meant to, because she pulled her phone down after.
But in her defense, though, I mean, if you sniped, then she sniped. It's like, y'all taking, like, snipes.
Yeah, like, that was an exchange.
I was going snipe for snipe.
But, like, how are you going to get mad at me for sniping if you're going to snipe me back? Like, at least tell the truth, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I bet.
Oh, also when they were talking about me, there was like a bunch of bleeps, and I knew they were calling me fat the whole time. She was like, that fat mother, and then like it bleeped, and then she's like, I don't care, I'll call him fat. Like, I know she was saying that, bro. I know she was saying that.
Yeah, people with like the most insecurities feel like the need to shame the most.
It's also like they had nothing to talk about, so they're gonna like,
yeah, they also just like, we need to pump an episode out
as hard as they possibly can.
And it did really well for them. And it did,
which good for them.
Yeah, and it did really well for me.
I love seeing people win.
Yeah,
I love seeing people win.
I agree,
bro. I don't get how like I'm not. It's fine. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Wait, why? You're like, it feels like you gotta get it off your chest.
Yeah,
no, like I just feel like it's just gonna start stuff. So I don't really want to like. I don't want to get into like some internet drama stuff, bro.
Why not?
Why not?
We love.
This is a safe space here,
bro. I just feel like
coming from me. It's
like,
fun.
I feel like. Especially like on that cast, like Brooklyn Queen is such an instigator. Like she is such a like just nitpicks everything and like reaches as hard as she can to like try to like make somebody.
My
like,
favorite was when she intentionally like I don't know if it was intentional. If it wasn't, it wasn't. But like
I don't think that's real. I don't know if that's like a bad thing. Like that's her character. That's who she plays.
But like
she spelled my name wrong on purpose.
But think about it. She does those things so we can have this exact conversation right now.
Yeah, of course.
I do those things.
I just don't get how like people like that and like have
she's, they
like,
don't a fan like it.
Although something
nobody
just comes
me.
Across as like a terrible person. Like it just.
I mean, I guess I could see how you could like look at it like that. But I also think like, I think in some things that I watch, I'm like, for instance, the episode of like with me where they were like so fanned out. And, like, overwhelmed by my aura and presence. You know, I couldn't even show up because it was so, like, it was just through the roof.
Yeah.
And, like, they were like, oh, we need to improvise. And, like, they could, you know, they could hardly maintain speaking to the mannequin of me. Like, just feeling that, like, the presence was still there.
Yeah.
But it's, like, the way they treated my mannequin and, like, disrespected my name was, like, I don't know how someone watched that and was, like,
Oh,
this is so cute. I want to aspire to be like these people. Like that was literally bullying.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was like literally obsession and bullying. You're promoting like
There's parts of like stuff that she does that I'm like, oh my god, like that's really smart. And I'm
moving on to
like
talk on better talk about better things. I think we should talk about some hate comments that we get on
yes, we
on
should.
Our
yes,
post.
We should finally get
that I talk too much and I talk over people.
Very true.
You do.
You true. You,
the comments are Logie spitting. Let's go through some of the Giada hate comments, guys.
Yeah, and then we can go through like the couple that we.
Yeah, like the the very minimal few ones. Let's go through like the 45,000 Giada hate comments.
All right, who wants to start?
Should Giada herself start? Or?
I 100% think so.
100%.
Okay, guys.
100% think so. You should start.
We gotta get to that. I didn't pull it up. I wasn't prepared. I'm just going to look up Giada hate comments.
Okay. Ready? We got...
Cole's got him ready, bro.
Skincare lover XX1 says...
I like that.
Says, I'm so sorry, but Giada acts like a pick-me, and she is so annoying.
Damn, that's crazy.
You know what?
Someone get him off the stove.
I got the comment, guys.
Okay. Oh, my. This one's crazy. We can't... Giada is every middle-aged Karen when they were young.
Yo.
She even has the cigarette voice.
Yo, ooh. That was low-key, like,
so accurate.
That's a little...
Yo.
What?
That's a little brutal.
No,
nah, nah. Nah, I'm just kidding.
It's okay,
kidding,
man. They're just jealous, Giada. They're just Giada, jealous.
They're just jealous of you.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. They just want to be like you.
You guys wish you had this voice.
Giada, stop making everything about you when it's not. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
Word. How do you feel about that?
How do you feel about that, Giada?
My name is on the podcast, so I think it is about me.
Damn.
Well, I think they were talking about, like, when it's in, like, topic of discussion, not like in, like, the grand scheme of
things. I do say, like, I a lot. I'm trying to work on that. But, like, I love myself.
No, that's great. That's great. I'm glad you do.
You're like Kanye West.
You're like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I.
People are going to hate me after this even more than they already do.
Hey, your biggest haters are your biggest fans.
Wait, dude,
they're just jealous of you.
Think about it. If they're making hate accounts, they're still making accounts for
me.
You.
They're in love with me.
I don't know. I like the hate comments. I like the good comments because either way, you're still watching.
Yeah, I actually do enjoy like hate comments. I think
it's
very
so entertaining.
Funny.
I'm like, yo, I low key love when a video takes off on like TikTok or Reels, and it's like,
Reels,
oh, they're
bro.
Hating on me.
Yeah.
Oh, this is
bro.
Fire.
It's kind of fire
because
bro.
Like. I know funny. I look at, like, I scroll on Reels and I open up comments and, like, I laugh at the comments. And I love being able to do that on my own comment section.
Real, I have a good one.
Because, like, the people that comment that stuff literally don't even take themselves seriously. No.
Like, really they're probably, like, they're doing it off of a fake account. Like,
yeah. They're also just, like.
And also they're just trying to be funny, bro. Like,
yeah, they're trying to be funny
my
and troll.
Favorite, I got one. Giada has beef with everyone at this point.
Low-key, though.
Yeah. Low-key.
Who do like, I have beef with? Be so for real.
All right, bro.
Yeah. Many a people.
Yo, wait, I got one. The blonde one is selling Yapacunos.
Am I saying Yapacunos?
Did I say
is it
that
this
right?
one or this one?
The blonde one is selling Yappuccinos. Nobody asked.
Yappuccinos.
Which one?
That nobody wants.
So the coffee guy, the person in this room that consumes the most caffeine and coffee. No, he's got you
bro,
beat.
Bro, why you expose me for my caffeine addiction, bro?
Because it's crippling, riddling, and ruining your life. The dude said, Yapacunos.
Yapacinos that nobody wants.
The blonde, yeah.
Which
the
one?
The blonde one is selling Yapacinos that nobody wants.
What video is this on?
It's under, it's like a collection under our, like our podcasts that are already posted.
Oh. It was on the podcast.
I wonder which blonde one it was.
Yeah, I really wonder which one it was.
One day ago, the blonde girl next to Gavin is kind of annoying. Raise your hand if Brian is the strictest teacher you've ever had.
Honestly, I like Brian. Like, Brian's dope. He keeps you locked in.
You should have seen Brian 5 years ago. Oh, he was not chill.
You should have seen you.
You should have seen
so
yeah.
Real,
no, I was literally such a little shit back then, bro. I feel so bad. One day, bro, when I get like $1 million check, the first thing I'm doing is blowing 500 on you, 500 on my family, bro. Because you deserve that shit, bro. No, like dead ass,
yeah,
like
Brian.
Yo, on God,
no, like,
yo, I don't
if
even
you
around
back
more.
Then, Brian's so lucky to be alive from all the stress I put in his ass.
Through. Oh my gosh, that's
Brian had a kid.
I
before
can
he had
only
a kid.
Imagine.
Yeah, but he's still here, so you know that's all that really matters. I want to take this time to acknowledge some hate comments that I saw about myself. Gavin's hair is giving Jimmy Neutron. My hair, his hair. Why does his hair move like that? Who did your hair? My mother did my hair back then.
I get that question.
Yo, I saw a video. It was like, we're not letting y'all forget this. And it was the video of me dyeing my hair black in the content house. And I was like, I'm going to be surprising all my friends with the black hair. And I think it was with like Sophie and Sarah. And they both were just calling me. That was when like everyone called me Garv. Remember, like no one called me my name at that point. And everyone in the video, they were all like, Garv, Garv, Garv. And the comments were like, what the hell is a Garf? Why is it saying Garf? And I was like, damn, it's only like for those who know.
What the hell is a Garf?
Only Balkans crazy. Understand.
I feel like Cole gets the least amount of hate comments out of all of us.
Yeah. Literally,
gets
all
the
my
most.
Hate comments.
Who do we think gets the most here?
I don't know.
I wonder, man.
I don't know.
I think it starts with a G and ends with a...
N?
N! Wait. Hawk 1 said to Hawk 3, where's Hawk 2?
Tua.
Hawk 2 was like,
Bro got silenced on Girl Talk.
Ooh, what? Spicy.
Damn, they ate you up, bro.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
It's like, you didn't even get silenced on Girl Talk, bro. They don't even know you. They've never even met you.
Yeah,
like, they don't,
no.
Like, I don't even think they know what you look like, and they just started talking about you.
Yeah,
just
wait,
like, and
then, I never understood. Like, it was all because of that.
You got silenced without even speaking. Like,
yeah,
you got silenced by
it's
not
because,
even speaking.
No, guys, it's because their viewers would have gotten bored only hearing about him.
No, I agree. But you know what I also think it is? Maybe you guys are the problem. Maybe you guys are enabling these bullies. Maybe you guys are bullies, and you guys are probably
mean
to your friends
at
school, and you take advice from me, like, oh, listen, I'm...
This is how I'm gonna do it.
Shit, this is how I'm gonna shit talk now. I'm cracking the code on your ass
I'm gonna
right
stab
now.
Their
what happened
out.
To just being nice to
everybody? What happened to like spreading like,
yo,
peace and love?
Too old to be doing all that, by the way. Like, what did I do? Like, what are you talking
too old.
About?
You're 20 years old.
Well,
yes,
might
I also
as well
like,
sign up for retirement.
I agree, I'm too old for internet drama over something like that minuscule, too. Like, I don't know why. How old's Brooklyn Queen? Like
19, right?
19, yeah. What is she doing, bro? All
right. Probably a lot more than you. I don't know if you want to.
Yeah.
What is she doing?
Like, no, not like that.
Like,
I'm
going to be
I'm
honest.
Saying,
like,
she
got a career,
I'm not
bro.
Saying. Like, no, I'm not saying like that. I'm saying like.
In internet
like,
drama.
Like,
what is
okay,
she doing?
Like, she's more immature. Like, that's like. That's mad immature to just do that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, her immaturity levels.
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
yeah, I get you. I get you.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Yeah, yeah. I mean.
But it works.
I mean, yeah, because, like, people feed
bro.
On immaturity. Like,
it's marketing, bro.
Immaturity
yeah,
brings drama,
most,
and people feed on that.
Everybody on the internet is immature most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Look at her.
Yeah, look at Giada. Look at Braden Whaley, one of the most immature, non, like...
No, Braden...
Hey, what's a Braden Whaley comment? We have
yeah,
a...
Oh, my God, I have a crazy Braden one.
I know you do. And real quick, before we get into the Braden comment, I want to say, Braden is literally one of those guys. It's like, Braden's the type of guy where he's like a... Braden's like a music video don't match the song type of guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see him online, and then you meet him in person, you're like, you're normal? You're like, you're human?
Oh,
and he's
God.
Like, yeah, what do you mean?
I feel like there's one or two things when you take, like, when I feel like when people see Braden, I feel like they either think you're a boy or an NPC.
Or no, dude, I'm gay all the time. Like
really?
People genuinely are like.
Well,
concerned.
people call
like, it's crazy.
People call
yeah,
good looking guys.
That's why. You
people call good looking guys gay, just in like in general.
Yeah, that must be why I'm getting called.
Like
gay
Higgins
all the time.
Is like
yeah.
always like. All
right, this is one that was left under a Braden Whaley slideshow on Instagram.
Okay. No
of
way.
Him shirtless.
Oh
no.
Of him
way.
Flexing
can we see
on the
picture
the,
first.
Him flexing on the. Oh, I got it. Well, I
oh, it's a screenshot. Okay, yeah,
yeah. I don't have the post up, but top comment says. Very beautiful boy, still completely hairless. Not even a happy trail on him. Shocking emoji. Probably.
How many likes does that have?
Probably underage or gay. Anyway, cute.
What? Bro,
Braden, you got to go through your DMs right now.
Bro, my Snapchat replies
yo,
go dummy.
You
want to
see? You want to see my? You want to see my Snapchat?
Yeah.
Yes, bro.
Yo, we, need expose
yo,
Gav, our, we need to expose.
When,
our Gavin, DMs right now.
Remember when I got the one where I was like, "I want you to lie dead weight."
I want
sock,
you.
Rip
no, guys.
Off.
One morning, Braden's replying to Snapchat stories. I'm not even joking. Verbatim, the story was like long, and it was like. How much for you to send me a video of you laying on the bed, stomach first, with your socks on while you slowly take your socks off and then drop dead weight on your floor while tickling the bottom? Like,
it was
like...
diabolical. I was like,
nah.
Dude, like, how do you even think of that?
Yeah.
Bro? Like,
bro. The things people do with their time.
Bro, right? Like, what is that?
Oh, my God.
That is diabolical, bro.
Dude.
That was crazy.
You were in someone's fantasy.
Braden, I want you face down.
And drop dead weight.
And drop dead weight.
Shit.
Bro, gay dudes make you feel like so much better about yourself, though. Like, they compliment you way more than like a woman ever would. You, like, you ever been to like a gay bar?
No.
Like,
no,
bro.
Gay guys, I feel like, love straight men.
Bro, I saw this stand-up comedian. He was talking about, like, if you're ever feeling down about yourself, like, go to a gay bar, man. They just... The bartender, as soon as you
yo,
walk
like,
in, they
like,
start flirting with you.
And it's like, it's always the dudes that say the weirdest shit. So,
yeah.
Like, Samuel over here is talking about, damn, that's way too hot indeed. Good luck surviving that heat. Trim them? or let him grow. Bro.
Is this to you or Brayden?
This is me. What are you wearing in your, why are you wearing your clothes in the sauna with the, like, the monkey emoji? Like, what is this?
Snapchat people go crazy.
They do go crazy. Like, no, it's so crazy because, like, these people are real. So, like, I know. You could be insane. Walking in the grocery store.
Like, yeah, these are, like, literal real people who are doing this.
Like, that's crazy.
Bro, that's...
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. That's, like, a real-world human who, like, interacts with people in his life and, like, has a job.
I like to believe some of them are fake. And I was going through my Instagram DMs one day. Well, no, actually, I was getting followed around by this old man at my gym. And he tried to grab me.
Out of all things that have never happened, this has never happened the most, by the way, guys.
No, what? This happened. This guy was following me around my gym. And he was like, I know you. And I was like... No, you don't. So then, 2 days...
But what if he just, like, wanted to, like, show you a good
just
time?
Wait.
Actually, then, I believe this.
2 days later, I'm at the gym again, and he follows me down. I lure him into the lobby.
You lure him?
Yeah.
You wait.
I was like, oh, my God. I was like, get the f*** away from me, you f***ing weirdo, because he kept trying to grab me, and then he got in a fight with the employee and, like, started, like, you know...
Tussling?
Yeah.
Is that how you fight, by the way?
No, that's how he was
fighting. I hope you never get in a fight,
just,
Giada.
Just wait.
Giada, just be wait. Honest. Be honest. We're just waiting for you, but I have a quick question. Based off of those fighting skills, don't know if that was real or fiction, but if you were to get in a fight, are you the type of girl to, like, maybe throw some hands, like a 1, 2, 3?
Nah, Giada's pulling
jabber,
hair.
Like you pulling hair, like you taking extensions out, you know what I'm saying?
Giada's reaching
so
for the hair.
So I got in this fight at the pool once, and...
Once? How old were you?
I was like 13, and it was a boy, and he threw a ball at my head.
It was like a fist fight. Like
no, I tried to push him underwater, and then I like.
Yeah, so like the rubber ball hit my head, so I drowned him,
bro.
So, anyways, back to my other story. So I lured him in, and then I yelled it like, "Get the f*** away from me!" Then I went to my Instagram DMs because I noticed his name sounded familiar when I figured out he was a 27-year-old.
Don't tell me it was Hubert from The Hills in your DMs.
No, he was in my DMs going, I want to turn the lights off and make out with you in secret and then do naughty things after. And like...
Bro.
What?
A 27-year-old?
Yes.
How old were you at this time?
14 or 15.
That's insane, bro.
So it was more insane. Recently. And then I went to the...
Oh, I'm having a good hair day.
And then I went to the gas station.
I didn't even realize. I just opened Snapchat to like... List. I was like, I'm curious how
you're
I look right
say,
now.
You're going
to
say
I'm
this.
So sorry. But like, I completely thought my hair was chopped right now and I just didn't care. But I like looked at... I was surprised to see I looked good.
You're
going to
say
you
that?
Look fine, bro. Dude,
an IRL good? Comment
Brayden, you
right
wear
now?
The same hairstyle every day.
Yeah, I know. And I got to make sure
you
it looks good.
You do it the exact same. It
guys,
you guys are saying your hair looks good now, and then your hate comments are going to come to you and be like, why does your hair move like that?
Yeah, just because they don't look like us, and that's completely fine. Either way, we're both still up. Oh my God, I'm going to go cry in my M4.
By the way, Brayden's been literally looking at himself in the phone the entire podcast.
And you guys literally. Think I'm...
Giada, we talk over people when it's important. Continue.
Yeah.
Like, I looked good. I needed to say it. It was important. You know what I'm saying? All right, come on.
Why are you bouncing?
Wait, Brian, do I look good in that monitor?
Bro.
Oh, my God. Guys, does Brayden Whaley look good today? Or do we need to clarify it with the rest of the world?
No, you're a sick one, bro.
Bro.
I'm so curious. Like, Brayden, do you look at pictures of yourself and, like genuinely get, like... feel some type of way about it because like
bro.
You look at yourself more
you're
than like, any man I ever
bro, it's
ever
just,
met
it's just jokes bro like y'all
no right. No it's not jokes because it's on and off camera
he oh my God he's always looking he's always looking
every mirror I walk by I'm like
every mirror he walks by, it's a 5-minute delay.
If you guys if you ever want to hate on Brayden Whaley, go for like his hair. Or,
oh my God.
Nah, bro, I can't handle it.
Yeah, like, literally just go for his hair. He's so paranoid about it.
No, and like all reality, I don't care like that much. It's just
yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Yo, this is so bussin'.
It's bussin'.
Is it?
What is it?
It's a peppermint mocha frap.
Ew.
Whoa.
Why? See, I didn't think
it's like a fire, like,
oh my God,
Whaley.
Wait, we need to clarify this. Never once in my life have I been like, oh my God, do you guys want Starbucks? And every single person in this freaking house answers.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Every person in the house answered, and I was like, bro, that's like seven drinks.
That's why I never like offer everyone Starbucks when I
That's so real.
Because I'd be broke.
I was supposed to ask you. No, I didn't care it's about okay. that. I didn't want to spill it on myself. Like, I didn't want to look bad on the podcast because I already get enough hate comments on, dude, oh, you're a bitch. Oh, nobody likes you. I didn't need, well, oh, you look bad too.
Imagine Giada showed up with like coffee spilled. Hey, but
Giada, at least we like you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You have like real friends. Like these, yeah. Like these trolls on the internet, like they don't even
they
know
don't even
who
have
you are.
Those. Indeed. Can I ask why there's right. gaming controls on the table?
Why do you think?
Whoa.
So like if you had to guess is why there would be an Xbox controller. There you go. It's video games. To play.
Call of Duty.
Close enough.
It's like similar.
I would just like to say I currently have a 50-0 win streak over Cole in UFC.
That is completely capped. What is that? I've never lost to Brayden in my life in UFC. If anybody out there wants to smoke in UFC, drop your Xbox gamer tag in the comments. And
you'll get some hate
and like mention my name
way.
In the comment, and I'll find that comment. I'm gonna add you, and we can run it.
No,
anybody. I'll take anybody.
No, Cole,
kill everybody.
This is a good topic, actually. Since you guys don't troll on the internet and like troll on hate comments, do you guys troll on video games? Like when you're talking to people and stuff.
I rage.
Like,
Cole's a troller.
I'm like a D1 like rage baiter. I'm like, oh, dude, on COD back in the
are
day.
You
dude, back in the day in Fortnite.
Oh my God! People would get so mad.
Are they
it was
rich?
So funny.
I'm not. I gotta like humble myself a little bit because now, like, people, the kids that were born like after Hawk Tua, like, are like going crazy on Fortnite right now and are like better than the players that have been playing for 10 years.
Yeah,
and it's like insane. But back then, like 7 years ago, 6 years ago, when it was early in that game, dude, I remember like just doing what I naturally do and naturally. Progressing and being good at like the things that I cater my time to. Mm-hmm. I remember I got so good at the game, and the one thing people weren't good at the time was building. And I remember I spent weeks straight on end every day. Came home from school, didn't do any homework. I never did homework. I was playing Fortnite all day when I would come home, and I would make a YouTube video.
About your Fortnite?
Yeah, either about Fortnite or a puppet talking or smacking his
dude,
diaper.
The Jeffy videos, we gotta bring those back.
I love Jeffy.
No, you ever seen the Gavin
hey,
Magnus
Donnie.
Jeffy?
I slapped this hoe. Is that
wah,
right?
Wah.
I'm a Cheerio. Stuck a pencil.
Where I go.
I stuck a pencil in
my nose.
Why
do I know that
nose.
Video? Isn't that the song that they made?
Yeah, it is. It
bro.
Is.
Bro.
If you ever need to know how to like play the Jeffy theme song on the cat piano, like you know where to find that video on the Magnetizer's YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's very true.
Guys, I've decided that I quit.
What? Quit what?
This? Social media.
You're quitting internet. Social media?
Yeah. You quit they, social media?
Did the hate yeah, get I'm to quitting. You? Yeah. The hate got to you?
Yeah.
Why? Really I can't tell if you're being serious. Like, what?
I'm going to quit.
You're going to quit?
Because nobody likes me.
You're a bad actor, bro. The eyes, bro.
Number one pick me. Be nice to me now.
Be nice. Tell me I'm pretty, okay?
Yo, oh, that is
that's
so
getting
clipped.
Clipped. That's
bro.
Getting clipped.
That is so getting clipped. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I'm ready for the hate with that one, okay?
Oh. Here's an exclusive for you guys. Ready?
Wait, copyright?
14.
Oh. Is this you?
Is this unreleased, right? Yeah.
Yo, this is such a banger, though, guys.
It's from 4 years ago?
Yeah.
That is like a heater, Loki. You should. You could
re-record
it.
You have so
you
many
re-record
heaters.
It.
Bro, you have a
bro,
lot of heaters in
what's
the chamber.
That, what's that one that I was like.
Yeah. Killbunk's
yeah.
on it.
Yeah. I remember that? You showed me that like this like second day I knew you.
Mm-hmm.
You showed me that one. That's crazy.
That song's
but I made that song when I still lived in Arcadia.
Yeah. That's insane, bro.
I've been making music for a long time. And I know I say this and like every artist says it and it's so cliche. But I can actually say it in a position where, like, I have the music and I have the plan and I have everything, like, ready to go. It's just about finding the specific dates. But, guys, once you hear this music, and I promise you will, early 2025, you will not look at me the same way.
Word. Love it.
Like, I think everyone in this room who has heard my new music can confidently say that. Like,
it's
really
good.
It's, no, like, good isn't under... You haven't even... Like, what you've heard was mid. You haven't heard like the news, like
how many more have you made?
Like 20.
Bro, no, it's
he's been in the lab.
Bro. I made 2 new ones too. They're diss tracks.
You made a song? A diss track?
Oh my god.
We don't have
you it. Haven't seen it?
Oh my god.
No.
I made 2
diss. I literally try my best not to scroll on like sing them for you, like people I know's page. Like every time I see Braden's videos on my For You page, I skip. I skip. Giada damn. Skip. Cole skip.
Oh, now
like I just like I don't like I don't like.
Okay, okay, I'm gonna sing my dish.
Also, you post like 6 times a day, so like I just like, okay. And we follow each other. So every time you post it on my For You page, I'm like, right, get out of here, bro. All
right. I made 2 dish tracks, and I'm gonna sing both of them.
Get out of here, bro.
Wait, you're gonna sing them live?
Which, yeah.
Live performance.
Oh, I'm so ready for this.
This is actually I'm here.
Okay, wait, hold on.
I'm kind of nervous for you.
No, no, it's all me.
Wait, this is all a cappella, no beat?
Yeah. This one I made and it got banned on TikTok because it was too explicit, but like it really wasn't. The weather outside is cold and this bitch won't leave my man alone, alone. She's out here acting like a hoe. Go give a blow, give a blow, give a blow. You for sure ain't the shit and all you care about is dick, dick. You wanna ride one so bad, then go get your own and stop being mad. Skankin' ain't it, and you for sure ain't the shit. But if you wanna come test this bitch, I'll rock your shit, rock your shit, rock your shit. I wish you wasn't you, but then again, you're washed up and used. Used. Go get some self-respect. You a wreck, you a wreck, you a wreck.
You a wreck.
I hope you're doing better now that you know you ain't that clever.
Ain't that clever.
But I got some news for you.
For you.
Your old news, your old news, your old news.
Your old news.
So move on before you get hit. Cause you definitely ain't that bitch. Your looks make me sick. You turn tricks, you turn tricks, you turn tricks.
Yeah.
Go get down and stop coming around. Cause you looking like a clown. Ain't nobody want you around. You a clown, you a clown, you a clown.
We gonna be okay.
What do we think?
That was fire.
I was not expecting that.
Okay.
Whoa.
This is the public one, okay? This is the one.
Oh, she's got more.
Wait. You like, why did you make these?
Okay, so this one,
Who's this about?
This one is about my ex. But the other one was about this girl that gets in every man that I get with DMs and is like, this girl is a skank. Like, bitch, please stop. So I made a diss about
Look at the problems that 16-year-olds go through nowadays.
Dude, I know. That's like low-key a lot, bro, like for a 16-year-old.
So... please stop. Anyways, this one is about
She's a trick, she's a trick, she's a trick. Yeah, you know, throw a Christmas trap beat on there.
My second diss track is public because they pushed this one and didn't almost ban my account over it, so.
What?
Yeah. What? This one is, the weather outside is cold. I finally left that manipulator alone, alone. He keeps on calling my phone. Let him go, let him go, let him go.
Let him go.
The new bitch out here watching, and she still thinks I'm out here cock blocking.
Blocking, blocking.
She thinks I want that man. She a fan, she a fan, she a fan.
She a fan.
Little does she know he's cheating, and all of the Snapchats he be deleting, deleting. Deletin'. That man plays a good game. You're getting played, getting played, getting played.
Played. Play.
The new bitch getting views, and we all know that it ain't coming from you.
From you.
Hold on. How does it feel to be used? You're getting screwed, getting screwed, getting screwed.
Get screwed.
That man won't pay for shit, and not we all shit. Know he's got a little dick.
Oh.
And he for sure ain't getting rich. He a bitch, he a bitch, he a bitch.
He a bitch.
My new man out here paying. At least I know that he ain't playing, playing. We finally getting some respect. Merry Christmas, you little train wreck.
Wait, did you write that yourself?
Yeah, I wrote them both myself.
You actually kind of cooked.
That was actually really good.
No, like, you're actually not a bad writer.
If you, like, put some auto-tune and a nice beat on that, like, you could
look. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. Like, I took a video of that and, like, mid-vid, I was like, oh, my fit's kind of clean. I did like a little, like, bro, I look at, I literally did like a fit check while she was freestyling, bro.
You're not real, bro.
Yeah, wait, my fit's kind of clean.
I like the background music.
Yo, that was crazy.
You know, I was just.
Hey, where's that jersey from?
This jersey is from Supreme. It's their Supreme and Fox collab.
Tough.
What inspired you to get that piece?
I saw Juice WRLD wear this a few years ago. And, you know, he's one of my biggest inspirations. And one day I walked into the Real Real and I was like, oh shit, that's that same shit Juice had on. And I was like, I don't care about the price, I'm buying it.
Word.
Type.
Speaking of prices, you're gonna pay the price or hit the like button and subscribe. And then like
you'll
you don't
get a
have
cookie.
To, obviously. But thanks for watching and listening to this episode. We appreciate you. And I think on the next episode we'll probably help like Giada write a better song or something. Or we'll get her in the booth. Like we'll set up like a recording studio. I don't know. But subscribe. Thank you guys for listening. And is there anything the other contestants want to say?
Don't let the hate get to you.
Yeah, don't let the hate get to you. Chase your dreams.
Just spread love and positivity, man.
I also have new music on the way. And while you're waiting for that, you can also just listen to my music that I currently have on Spotify. You know, I know I got a lot of old stuff on there. You know, the discography's pretty big. So feel free to listen.
Yeah.
This is on Spotify as well. So while you're listening to my music, if you want a dopamine drain, dopamine max, whatever you consider, you can also listen to the podcast. But if you want to be, you know, focused on one thing at one time, you can listen to both. Just look them on Spotify. If you're driving, you're on a plane, you're anywhere, you're somewhere, you're on a train, you want to listen to us talk, you can't really watch the episode on YouTube, download it on Spotify or my music. Thank you guys for watching. See you in the next one.